This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When did you fall down the stairs?
You think it's so funny.
I laugh at people all the time. It's Elizabeth and Radar. I've talked about it on the show. Elizabeth, you said, what'd you do last night? Just like off the air. I was watching some TikToks or some reels of people falling down.
He loves following accounts of kids getting hurt, people
not
falling.
Not getting hurt, just falling.
You I don't like it when so people get funny. Hurt.
Yeah, so as I'm hanging out here with our sales folks here at the radio station, I just happened to ask one of them, Shannon, who joined us in the studio.
Hey,
just,
Shannon.
Good morning.
I just happened to walk past you and I noticed that he was kind of doing the turn with the whole body to come and talk to me. And I was like, ooh, it looks like something's going on
there.
What is
he, Batman? Why is he turning?
Yeah, exactly.
Like that?
I'm like, everything okay? How you doing? Yeah, you said, I'm fine now, but what happened?
Yeah.
Sorry, as I'm laughing.
Classic case of, falling down the stairs. So.
Yeah, but like, what happened? Because all of a sudden, Radar's laughing. He goes, dude, Shannon fell down the stairs.
I did.
And I said, bring Shannon in.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm just a little sore. So, I've got a pretty small dog that has a small bladder, likes to go to the bathroom multiple times a night.
Yeah.
So it was about a little after 4 a.m., and we have a staircase that curves, and so the landing on a couple steps isn't as large as it should be, and just being tired and taking the dog out, wasn't paying attention, and slipped on kind of that curve. Didn't fall all the way down, just a couple stairs, but knee first into the drywall. So there's
a nice
big patch that I'll have to
broke the drywall. Put a hole in the drywall.
Cut up my knee pretty good. Got some carpet burn on the arms.
Ouch.
And the neck is pretty sore this morning.
Did your wife hear you fall?
No. So my wife works third shift, so she was at work. My son, whose room is right above the stairs, didn't move. So hopefully it wasn't too loud. But she came home this morning and was obviously curious as to why there was a huge fist-sized hole in
the
drywall.
Shannon turns around like he's in a body cast. Like, I can't turn my neck. How's it going? Oh, what's going on with you, dude?
Yeah, the neck was, it's better now. Ibuprofen does some great things.
Oh my gosh.
He just says to me, I fell down the stairs. It just nonchalant. That's why I started laughing.
Hey, didn't like Carrie Underwood get tangled up because of her dog and then her face looked totally different afterwards and all her plastic surgery?
Shannon, you need some plastic surgery? No, you're looking good.
I'm okay. It was just
a little sore.
Yeah, it's one of those tricky stairs, and if you're not paying attention, down you go. So
And the dog's probably looking at you like, dad, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Out.
Like, come on.
So I'm feeling better now.
You're feeling better now. But look, holes in drywall, like drywall seems so durable and resilient until it's not.
Yeah.
I'll never forget when we were moving out of our last house. So my father-in-law has a cabinet company and he makes furniture. So our bedroom furniture is real wood. Like, it is heavy, heavy stuff. And we always need professional movers to move everything because it's too heavy. And this crew showed up to our house and they were taking the long dresser And I said, don't you want to take the drawers out? They're like, no, we're good. We're just going
to
wrap it up
and take it down the stairs. Right.
And I said, I don't think you realize how heavy all that is. Yeah. I feel like those drawers need to come out.
You're going to pull a Shannon and fall down the stairs.
But again, what do I know? What do I know about this stuff? So these young kids, I'm in the kitchen and they're coming down the second floor stairs. And all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. I hear this swear word.
Yeah.
I come around the turn. The guys were fine, but the dresser flew right into the bottom of the stairs. Right in the drywall.
Oh, and I'm like, imprint.
We're about to move out of this house. Yep. Now we have to fix this. And I said to them, I'm like, I told you, you needed to take those drawers out. Well, we move heavy stuff, man. We thought we were going to be fine. And I, thankfully, the company did pay for it.
Was the dresser okay?
Of course.
The dresser was fine.
They had that thing bubble wrapped.
Shannon, your knee's okay because of the give of the drywall.
Yeah, knee's good.
My knee.
Why do you have a hole in your drywall? What's happened at your house? Or maybe tell us where the hole is and we'll guess like what the heck happened.
Right.
414-432-1099. Shannon, thank you for bringing this fun conversation to our show.
Anytime.
We're sorry that you're hurt.
You have a hole in your drywall? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Chris, what about you?
Yeah, we were trying to move a couch, and it was actually a lot heavier than we thought it was going to be. And so we had started getting it down. I went down first. My husband was behind me. On the other side.
Well, someone's just listening to this. She's moving a couch.
Well, okay, yeah, that's what they're doing.
She's moving
okay,
a couch.
Yeah. And my foot slipped, so the couch dropped. I went down. My face hit the drywall.
Oh, no.
Your face?
You really did face plant.
Chris!
Like, legit.
Yeah. So I had to go get some stitches because it cut the side of my face.
What about the drywall, Chris? Everyone's wondering if the hole is still there.
I'm wondering about Chris's face. Chris,
no. She said she was fine.
Yeah, I ended up going to the hospital. My husband was like, I'll still move the couch, though.
Oh, my God, of course. He's like, job's not done.
So gotta get the job done.
Chris, you're in the way. Get out of the way.
The couch.
You know, okay, it's so ironic that you're calling in and sharing this story because today we have, shout out to Camo Crew, a junk removal service.
Uh-oh.
We have them coming to the house this afternoon to remove two couches since we have new furniture getting delivered today for the living room because of what you're talking about. Because I've done that whole game with like my boys that think, oh, we can pick up and carry everything.
Yeah. Chris,
and I'm not taking my face to the drywall for a couch.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.